That's an interesting root of totalitarianism as a system created by Plato, Jesus and Paul, confronting it coming back up, rising again in the Roman Catholic Church, which then becomes the model of the totalitarian state. I mean, it's really interesting. When we're free, somebody please trace it all out. Continuing with Popper. It's clear that these matters changed very considerably when the Christian faith itself became powerful in the Roman Empire. The question arises whether this official recognition of the Christian Church and its later organization after the model of Julian the Apostate's Neoplatonic anti-church was not an ingenious political move, and I don't think there's any doubt about it, was not an ingenious political move on the part of the ruling powers, designed to break the tremendous moral influence of an equalitarian religion, a religion which they had in vain attempted to combat by force, as well as by accusations of atheism and impiety. In other words, the question arises whether, especially after Julian, Rome did not find it necessary to apply Pareto's advice to take advantage of sentiments, not wasting one's energies in futile efforts to destroy them. This question is hard to answer, but it certainly cannot be dismissed by appealing, as Toynbee does, to our historical sense that warns us against attributing to the period of Constantine and his followers motives that are anachronistically cynical. That is to say, motives that are more in keeping with our own modern Western attitude to life. I'm quoting Toynbee. For we have seen, says Popper, that such motives are openly and cynically, or more precisely, shamelessly, expressed as early as the 5th century BC by Critias, the leader of the 30 tyrants. And it could be Critias, I'm sorry if I've been mispronouncing his name for years. Let's say, just to give this other pronunciation a chance, we'll say Critias. For we have seen that such motives are openly and cynically, or more precisely, shamelessly, expressed as early as the 5th century BC by Critias, the leader of the 30 tyrants. And similar statements can be found frequently during the history of Greek philosophy. However this may be, it can hardly be doubted that with Justinian's persecution of non-Christians, heretics, and philosophers, the Dark Ages began. The church followed in the wake of Platonic Aristotelian totalitarianism, a development that culminated in the Inquisition. The theory of the Inquisition, more especially, can be described as purely Platonic. It is set out in the last three books of the Laws, where Plato shows that it's the duty of the shepherd rulers to protect their sheep at all costs by preserving the rigidity of the laws and especially of religious practice and theory, even if they have to kill the wolf, who may admittedly be an honest and honorable man, whose diseased conscience, unfortunately, does not permit him to bow to the threats of the mighty.